My name's George. I'm an alcoholic. George. And I want to thank Larry and Damien for extending me the privilege to come out and share with you guys tonight. It's good to be here, and it's good to be sober. I love that we read that part out of chapter 3 more about alcoholism. I love that, man. The obsession that I will control and enjoy my drinking. You know, as soon as I heard that when I came into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, it keyed in my head. You know, if you're new tonight, I hope you have the experience that I did that, you know, I wasn't happy that I showed up to Alcoholics Anonymous, that it came to this. And that's just the truth, you know, but what I found here is what makes me want to stay. You know, that sobriety is no longer an offensive word. Because really when I came in the doors, I don't understand why you're standing outside and you're smiling and you're happy to be at an AA meeting on a Saturday night. Like that, it just doesn't make sense to someone like me. You know, I've got a lot of other things to do, and it's certainly not in my plans to come and share with a bunch of drunks. You know, we're going to sit around and talk about how we can't stop drinking. Like, really? You know, so I was very disgruntled when I came here, but you know, before we get into all that, I need to qualify. You know, and to the newcomers, I love alcohol. Absolutely love alcohol. My track record shows that I will trade everything that's good and decent in my life for one more shot at that magic, for just one more shot that night's going to be one of those good nights. You know, and if you explain that to me when I'm out there, I'll give you a laundry list of reasons why it's not going to happen this time. You don't really understand. You know, the last time it happened, it's this, it's that. But I do, I love alcohol. You know, I related in Alcoholics Anonymous when I heard, they said alcohol is not my problem. It's my solution. And I get that. And I can back that up with experience from my own life is that, see, you know, not when it's partying and it's fun, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, but like 24, 25, it shifted on me. See, and I'll have a bad, irritable day and I'll cruise into the liquor store because I need some relief because I deserve it, right? Walking in the door to that liquor store, I am irritated. I don't want to see another person. I don't want you to talk to me. Don't look at me. You know what I mean? Just get out. I put that bottle in my hand. And I'm walking to the register. I haven't even drank it yet. It's okay. I'll let someone go ahead of me in the line. I don't care. I'm not in a hurry anymore. I've got it, man. You don't bother me anymore. Look, I'm holding my answer right here. It's going to be a good night. This bottle tells me it's going to be a good night. You know, and I haven't even drank anything yet. I haven't even ingested it. Already it's changed the way I feel. You know, and what alcohol does for me is that I file it away in my keen little alcoholic mind, is that at one time or another, alcohol has fixed any problem that I've ever had. That's just the truth. It doesn't do it every time I drink, but there has been a time where it's worked. I file it away. I see that happen again. I go, you know what? You know what's going to change it? You know, I love alcohol. I was talking with a guy the other day, and I mean, seriously, just sitting there looking at a Bacardi and Coke sitting on a counter, you know, and the ratio is just right. You can tell by the color of it. You know, and I can see it, the sweat on the side of the glass. Man, I don't even have to put it in me. I feel better knowing that it's there. You know, I'm the type of alcoholic that, you know, when I come over to your house and I ask for a beer, I take two and I stick one in the vegetable drawer. Because I want to know that there's going to come a point where you're going to tell me you can't have another one and I need to have another one. I may not even drink it, but I need to know that it's there, that in case that night goes there, that I've got it for me, you know? And so I'll hide that stuff, man. And I drink there towards the end, dude. It's just a mess. You know, I'm drinking to put myself to sleep. I can't just go to sleep anymore. I have to be put to sleep. I have to pass out. And my girlfriend would have to hide the booze. She'd take the vodka and she'd pour like three shots in a cup and two beers and hide the rest of it, man, because she knows that when I drink it all, I'd go to sleep. You know, that's the alcoholic that I am. That if there's still more, I'm still drinking it. The party's not over. And the party was over. Those last couple of years, man, the party was over. I was just freaking. I heard a guy say drinking with a sense of urgency, and I can get behind that. Because, you know, I'd wake up in the morning, you know, and I don't even want to look in the mirror. I really don't. I could not tell you how it gotten to where it got. I can't tell you that I know what it's like to wake up to the sounds of a quiet house and that my stomach has some kind of shame and guilt going on in it before my feet even hit the ground and I know I caused it. There were people there and there's not people there now and I'm at fault. And I have no idea why I treat you like that. and it tears me up inside. And I don't know why I do it again, but I know I'll do it again. And the only thing that makes it better is a couple drinks. And that's really all I'm drinking for there towards the end. I won't say that it stopped working for me, for this alcoholic. It just didn't work as long, man. You know, it'd be about 10 minutes of that. And then the head would turn up again. And I just have to keep putting more and more in me. And what happened is, you know, I'd been to a treatment center and I went for my second one. And, you know, I don't want to be an alcoholic. I don't want to come to these meetings. But what I'd kind of worked around in my head is that if I came in here, it was going to suck to be sober. I was fine with that. It's just sober. It's going to be a miserable rest of my life. But as long as if I do these things, maybe it won't keep getting worse. And that's what I come to AA with. You know, I was very lucky to get involved with a group of men and a sponsor who's very active. And they told me, you're going to get a book and we're going to do some very simple things. I'm going to give you some direction. You don't have to do them if you don't want to. My sponsor, every time, he gets me. He says, you don't have to do that, man. But if you don't, you may drink. I don't have an answer for that. I didn't have an answer to that a little over 4 years ago, and I don't have an answer for that tonight. I know where the drink road goes. You know, so I'm uncomfortable anyway. I might as well get uncomfortable taking these actions. And what happened for me is I have to see this thing work in my life. It's fine, you can put God on the wall and say I need to seek and be spiritual, and I don't really even like that word, but what does that look like? For me, what that looks like is I sat in a room with that man and I did what we refer to as a fourth and a fifth step. And that next Monday night when I went to my home group, something changed. And it's been that way ever since, is that I can sit in this room tonight, I feel at home. You know, I feel like when you're a little kid and you got tucked in by your mom, man, and you're just, it's safe, dude. It's safe. And I felt that ease, and I took a look around and I realized that I'm not better. I'm not less. I'm not different. We're all sitting here and we're alcoholics. And I got that, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. The reason that's significant for me is because the only other time I've been able to get that feeling is I've got to put a couple drinks in me. I got to put a couple drinks in me to change the way I feel. You know, what I found in Alcoholics Anonymous is that through these little actions, I didn't agree with a lot of the stuff my sponsor tell me. It didn't make sense. I would, you know, I'd kind of give him the back and forth and he'd use that line on me and then I'd do it. But I will tell you my experience in AA is that everything my sponsor asked me to do, the steps, all the suggestion, I don't agree with it. I get enough pain. I do it. And then I understand why. It's always been a looking back process for me. And I need to remember that today because I still think, you know, because I've been removed from a drink for a while, that it's all right and I can have this. You know, I can manage. And that's just not the case, man. I start putting my needs ahead of everybody else's, dude, and I wind up in a world of pain. It's just very, very slow and very progressive. And I, just like drinking, I turn around and I go, Jesus, how the hell did it get here? You know, and I call a guy almost every night and we'll talk about that stuff, you know, and we'll sit there and we'll say, again, you know, I got to lay this out to you again, whatever problem it is, we're going to rehash this selfishness that manifests in my life one more time. You know, how many years have we been talking about this, man? We're going to go over it again. I don't like to hear that. And I don't like that the same advice I get from my sponsor is what I got when I'm new. I want him to fix me. I want it to be something other than go get a new guy, go get a commitment, be of service, put someone in your car, find out what's going on with them, stop thinking about you. You know, I'm like, isn't it work harder at the job, right? I'm waiting for that one. You know, yes, you should work more overtime. No, go get another new guy, man. How's your phone calls? Who are you talking to? Who are you getting honest with? You keeping any secrets? You know, and it's the way spirituality works for me is that it's kind of like that. If I'm spiritual, that's a good thing. That the same answer fixes it today. When I'm not spiritual, it's miserable, man. I want you to fix me. You know, I've always wanted to fix me, dude. The only way I've been able to get any ease and comfort in my life, man, is I either take some suggestions, you know, that's brought about by our program of recovery that's in our book, Alcoholics Anonymous. And as you guys show me in the fellowship what that looks like in your life, and I try and emulate that, I can get that. Or I can go get that 10 minutes on, you know, when I plug a couple drinks down. Only I don't have to deal with the wreckage on both sides of it, you know, when I come in and do AA. So again, I want you to know, if you're new, that I would not stay here if sobriety didn't make me happy. You know, that it wasn't what I thought it was. And I'm glad that is, because I way undersold it. So thank you guys for having me out.